you, what is praise? What would you say? I think all of us would probably be able to put together a definition for it. What is praise? Well, it's, you know, it's this and it's that, and it's a little bit of this and some of that. And I think we would all say that it's important. But that doesn't mean that we value it highly enough or that we practice it often enough. And in my life, based on what I preach, based on what I hear some of you say in conversations that I'm in, I think that praise is a pretty regular thing in my life, in my mind, in my heart. It comes up a lot. We talk about it a lot, and maybe you feel that way as well. But I don't think we do it enough. The word praise from the dictionary, the definition is commendation bestowed on a person for his personal virtues or worthy actions. We are commending someone for what they do or what they are. And I found it interesting, the word praise, it comes from other words that are related to prize and price and value. So the word praise speaks of bestowing. I see something that is valuable. I see something that I prize, and I am speaking about it. I'm drawing attention to it. This is valuable, and I'm lifting it up for others to see. That's what praise is. And tonight, I'd like to present a description of praise from the Word of God using an acrostic for that word, praise. An acrostic is a statement or a word relating to every letter of a word. So we're going to use an acrostic for praise, P-R-A-I-S-E. If we'll praise God this way, I think we'll find it a more consistent and helpful influence in our daily life. So let's pray, and then we'll talk about praise. Lord, we thank you for all of the reasons we have to praise you. And Lord, I think that we would be ashamed to see all of the times and to understand all of the times when we fail to praise you. And why do we fail to praise you? Well, I think it's because we fail to prize what you do and what you are. We fail to value it like we should. And so we don't speak about the value. We disregard it. We overlook it. We take it for granted. We undervalue and devalue it. It's not important to us. Help us to praise you more. Help us to see and to recognize and to value all that you do and all that you are. And if we have more of that attitude, we'll never run out of things to praise you for. I pray that you would help us to be people of praise. Speak to us now from your word in Jesus' name. Amen. What is praise? We could talk about things that the Bible says praise is comely to the upright. And that is more of a description of what it looks like. But I'm talking about the ingredients of praise. What are some of the ingredients of biblical praise? And that's what we're going to look at in this acrostic. First of all, P, the letter P for praise. The word P stands for purposeful. Praise is purposeful. The first instance of praise, let's look at it. The word praise, the first time it appears, Genesis chapter 29. Genesis 29, this is Jacob's wife Leah, and she has a reason to praise God. Genesis chapter 29, verse 35. A very simple reason, very understandable reason. But note her words. Genesis 29, 35. It says, "And she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, 'Now will I praise the Lord.' Therefore she called his name Judah and left bearing." And this stood out to me because usually, and we might think of praise as just being something that bursts out of us. Wow, that's great! And we praise. Hey, you did a great job! And we praise them. It just bubbles up out of us. And she was, of course, excited and blessed to find out that she gives birth to a son. That was very important, especially to people in this culture. But she says, now will I praise the Lord. It didn't say she conceived and bare a son and she praised God. She said very purposefully, now will I praise the Lord. She had good reason to, and she speaks of her intention here. Praise often might seem to be spontaneous and involuntary. Again, we just can't help ourselves. We just start praising because things are so great, and praise can be that way. But if you only praise God involuntarily, only praise God when it just bursts out of you and you can't help yourself, if that's the only time you praise God, then I think you don't praise God often enough. Purposeful praise is needed in our lives. And there are many reasons to praise God, and giving birth to a son is a reason to praise God. And we read of other women who were barren and God gave them a child and they praised God. But it's interesting that she said, now will I. I determine to praise the Lord. It is my will. It is my choice. It is my intention, my purpose right now to praise the Lord. This word purpose means that which a person sets before himself as an object to be reached or accomplished. Sounds like a goal to me. I have a goal. I'm setting something before myself. I'm going to reach that. I'm going to accomplish that. That's purpose. Praise is purposeful. Do we set that as a goal? People set career goals. People set life goals. People set schooling goals. I'm going to get an A in this class, that sort of thing. Do we set a goal for ourselves to praise God? Praise needs to be purposeful. Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel 22, and I felt like I was drinking from the fire hose to see all the things that, all the times that praise is mentioned in the Bible. This is just a very, just scratching the surface. You should do a word study on praise sometime. It'll bless you. But 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 48, David is the psalmist. And he says, it is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. I will. I am expressing my will. I am expressing the determination that I have made in my volition. I determine, I decide to praise the Lord. Praise is purposeful, very intentional, very willful praise. 1 Chronicles 23, you can turn there if you'd like, but I'll read the verses 27 to 30. It says, for by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above. Because their office, listen to what their office was. This is describing their office as David, as they were, not David, but as they were set here. Their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord in the courts and in the chambers and in the purifying of all holy things and the work of the service of the house of God, both for the showbread and for the fine flour for meat offering and for the unleavened cakes and for that which is baked in the pan and for that which is fried and for all manner of measure and size. And we say, yes, yes, we know all this. And it goes on, but the next verse, and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at even. Every morning, every evening, their job was to stand and thank and praise God. That was purposeful. This is your job. You are a Levite, you are in the tabernacle or the temple, and you are here to do a job. Okay, I'm listening. What's my job? Praise the Lord. Well, I thought I had to feel like, no, that's your job. Purpose to praise God. I think that's a very good example of how we ought to live. We're not Levites. We don't work in the temple. We don't do all these other things. But to plan to praise God, to purpose to praise Him every morning, every evening, it's a good idea. Purposeful praise doesn't leave it up to our emotions or our circumstances. There are many things in life that are purposeful. You don't go to work only when you feel like it. Wouldn't that be nice? I think we would find that our work days would get less and less every year. I feel like staying home more and more often. It's weird how that works. You don't go to work only when you feel like it. You purpose to go to work. You don't take care of your children only when your circumstances are conducive to it. And they're very thankful for that. And we shouldn't praise God only when we feel like it. It needs to be purposeful. Praise to God should be something we set before ourselves as an object to be reached or accomplished. Find something to praise God for every day. Purposeful praise allows us to glorify God even in the midst of affliction. Like Jeremiah in Lamentations 3, turn over there. A very familiar passage of scripture, but remember the time in which Jeremiah lived. He was a prophet of God for many years. He was there to see several wicked kings, one after the other, be crowned, lead the people into sin, deeper into sin, and he's proclaiming the truth, turn to God, turn away from idols, repent, and nobody would listen, and he watched the destruction brought by God, the judgment on his people. He saw it all, and he was grieved at the sin, he was grieved at the judgment, grieved at the affliction, and yet notice what he says in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. Lamentations, he's weeping. He's seeing the destruction. And you read the book, you read of all the things that he was looking at. But that's not what this passage sounds like. It doesn't sound like Lamentations to me. It sounds like praise. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We have a praise, a hymn of praise written from that phrase, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. And we used these verses as memory verses earlier this year. This is praise. In the middle of the affliction, Jeremiah was praising God on purpose. Praise is purposeful. That's what the P stands for. Let's go to R. R stands for reflective. The word reflect here, that as I mean it, means to throw back or turn back the thoughts upon the past operations of the mind or upon past events, to reflect on the past, to reflect on things. Praise is reflective. We stop and we think. We stop and we remember. Praise can be difficult to practice because life isn't always pleasant and easy. Sometimes we can feel like we have nothing for which to praise God. Have you ever felt that way? That's a very bad place to be. Well, nothing is worthy of praising God for. There's nothing that I value, nothing that I prize right now. There's nothing to praise God for. We feel that way. It can be difficult. That's why when we will find ourselves in those times, and that's why it's good, it's wise to write down God's blessings in answered prayer. Record them. This is what I saw God do. This was God's blessing. I prayed for this and he answered. He did this for me. He did that for me. And then go back and read it in those difficult times. The scriptures do that. The scriptures are a record of God's work over and over. Answered prayers, deliverance, mighty deeds, miracles. God recorded those things for the Jews to read and to remember, and for us as well. When we praise God purposefully, we often do it reflectively. We remember what God has done, and that causes us to look deeper than the superficial present circumstances and see God's goodness all around us. I am appalled at my fleshly tendency to act as though God hasn't done anything for me. To take this attitude towards God, what have you done for me lately? And we know what that phrase means. It's like, it doesn't matter what the past has. It doesn't matter what the history is. What are you doing for me right now? Because if you're not doing for me right now what I want from you, none of it matters. That's the attitude. What have you done for me lately? And I'm sickened at my fleshly tendency to be that way with God. We ought to be reflective in our praise. Remember what God has done. Look deeper than the superficial right now, just the surface. Look deeper than that. What is God doing right now? Well, he's giving us all breath. That's worth praising God for. He's giving us all health enough to be here tonight. Some can't be here because of health reasons. I'm thankful that we can. He's given us all a mind to understand, and all so many physical blessings. On and on. Many things to praise God for. And then we see God's goodness all around us. Take time to praise God for what he has already done. Take time to praise God for something like we read in Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. I didn't plan this. Hebrews 13:8 corresponds to the song we just sang a few moments ago. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. He never changes. He's always the same. And when he says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, that's something to praise God for. Reflect on what the scriptures say. Take time. Look at Psalm 9. Turn to Psalm 9. The Psalms are, of course, a treasure trove of praise. The word praise, the practice of praising. And we ought to reflect. Take time. Be honest. If we're honest and we take time to think and remember, we'll have plenty to praise God for. Unbelief doesn't want to praise God. And when we are indulging in unbelief, we will resist praise in our life. But take time to reflect. Be honest about what God has done, and you'll have plenty to praise the Lord for. Psalm 9, verse 1 says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. There's intent there. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. That's past. Up to now. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Past tense. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. Reflecting, looking back. You've done all this, and so I will praise you. Look at Psalm 136. If you take time, I think you'll find plenty of things that God has done for you in the past that you can reflect on and praise the Lord for. Psalm 136, we won't read the whole psalm. You know this psalm, but look at what it does. This is a reflective psalm. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, and so on. Verse 10, to him that smote Egypt in their firstborn. Verse 11, and brought out Israel. Verse 12, with a strong hand and stretched out arm. 13, divided the Red Sea. 14, made Israel to pass. Think about what God has done. Reflect on what God has done. Praise the Lord. That's what this psalm is all about. How can we not praise him when we stop to think of all that he's done? Praise is reflective. Biblical praise, faithful praise, is reflective. Again, if you're only looking for a present reason, a present visible reason to praise God, your praise isn't going to be as faithful as it ought. Sometimes it's hard to see. It's hard to see how something good is going on right now. You know, we have moments like that. I don't see any good going on. I just see bad. Well, I guess I shouldn't praise God. Well, take time to reflect. That's the R. The A in praise. A stands for active. We should not be passive in our praise. We should not wait for the spirit of praise, quote unquote, to overcome us and compel us to praise God. Oh yes, I love to praise God, but I'm just looking for, you know, something to precipitate it. I'm just looking for some sort of trigger, some sort of inspiration. I'll praise the Lord. I'm just kind of waiting for that feeling to come on me. No, it ought to be active. Our praise ought to be active and assertive. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Take the initiative with your praise. Don't wait for the initiative to come to you. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1. Well, this is a familiar passage as well. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. I'm sure you and I would fear as well. There are existential threats that you might hear that word existential. It means it threatens your very existence. It's not just an inconvenience that might come along and kind of put a damper on your day. This might end your life. This might end your existence. Existential threats. And that's what this is. A great multitude. They're coming for you. And they're stronger than you. No doubt. No wonder he feared. Look at verse 14. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, God speaking now through this man. Thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Hallelujah. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. That was the proper response. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Praise the Lord. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. I wonder if they were singing Psalm 136. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. When they began to sing and to praise, they didn't say, Great, God's going to deliver us. Let's wait and see when he's going to do it, and then we'll praise him after it's done. They were active in praise. They just said, God promised it. Let's just praise him now. What hasn't happened yet? You don't have the victory yet. Yes, we do. God said we would. It's as good as done. So let's praise him. Active. Not passive. Not waiting. Active. We ought to purpose to praise God and then get busy. Be active in the great work. It is a great work of praising the Lord. Valuing and prizing the matchless, omnipotent God whom we serve. Praise him. It's active. The I for praise. The I stands for instant. This word instant means pressing, urgent, importunate, earnest. It's immediate. Without intervening time, it's present. It's always here. It's always at hand. It's always with us. Romans 12:12 uses this word instant. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. What does it take to cause you to break out in praise to God? What prompts you to do that? We ought to be instant in praise. The Bible, that verse says instant in prayer, and we should be instant in prayer, and that's a different topic. But we ought to be instant in praise. Look at Psalm 30. Psalm 30. Psalm 30, verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Not just on Mondays, not just on my good days, not just when I really need something from you, forever. Praise will always be in my hand. It will always be ready and ready to spring forth from my lips. Instant in praise. What does it take for us to resort to praise? I think sometimes we can act as though praise resides 100 miles away. Oh, I left for work today and I forgot my praise at home. I guess I'll just have to wait until I get home after work and then I can get it, pick it back up again and use it. Oh, we went on a trip and I left. I forgot the praise, honey. I didn't bring it. I thought I packed it in the back and it's gone. I guess we won't have any of it on this trip. No, instant. It's always with me. It's attached to me. We joke. I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that my head's attached via my neck. Then I know I won't forget it. Otherwise, I would forget my head if it weren't attached. That should be true of praise. It's attached to me. I can't leave it at home. I can't forget it. I am instant in praise. Look at Psalm 34. Psalm 34. These verses were a blessing to me in a couple of different ways. A blessing to me at face value, but then how they fit with these letters we've looked at so far. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Don't talk with your mouth full. We tell children that. When you talk, is there praise always in your mouth? Can't help but come out with the words. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord. We talked about the P for praise standing for purposeful. I will bless the Lord. There's purpose. Verse 2, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. My soul will do this. This is reflective. Verse 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That is active praise. And then in verse 1 again, I see instant. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Any time is a good time to praise the Lord. The S stands for satisfied. Satisfied. Turn to Mark chapter 7. This was a blessing to me. I read this morning in my Bible reading. Mark chapter 7. At the end of the chapter, in verse 32, it says that they brought unto Jesus one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. So his tongue was bound up in some way, and of course he couldn't hear. He was deaf, and so he had a lot of problems here. And they brought him to the Lord, and the Lord healed him. And verse 35, it says, and straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. He can hear, and others hear him clearly. And he charged them, Jesus charged them, that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, he hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. And I have noticed in the Gospels, and especially Mark, it seems like over and over and over, people are impressed the people in Christ's day are impressed and astonished that it doesn't matter who you bring to the Lord. It doesn't matter what issues you bring to him. He heals all of them perfectly. Not mostly, not partially, not temporarily. Everything perfectly. They were astonished. He hath done all things well. And praise is satisfied because God does all things well. Not the way we would prescribe. Today was an example of that. This is not what we had planned. But God does all things well. And if we're going to praise God, we need to be satisfied in what God does. Look at Psalm 98. Psalm 98. Are you satisfied with what the Lord does? How proud it is for us to sit up higher than God on our own throne. God, that was nice, but you could do better. Why aren't you doing this for me right now? I have a need. Why haven't you answered? You know, that's not what I wanted. I would have done it differently. We're not satisfied with what God does. And so we don't value it. We don't praise him for it. Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Are we satisfied with what God does? Just because God doesn't do things our way doesn't mean he isn't doing all things well. Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Yeah, but I wish you would have done it this way instead of that way. Maybe you wish that, but are you satisfied with what he has done? If we're dissatisfied with what God is doing, we have a heart problem. Psalm 42:5 says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? There are many ways that you could use voice inflection with these questions. But it's a very serious question. It's a good question. Why is my soul cast down? What reason do I have? What justification for my soul to be disquieted in me? Because I ought to hope in God. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. If you know the Lord, you don't have any reason to be cast down and be disquieted. And I'll be the first to admit that I still am at times. There's no reason for it, though. There's no justification. There's no excuse. If you know the Lord, you ought to be satisfied in what he does. Praise him for what he does. Why would we be cast down? Well, because we're dissatisfied with how things are going. No, this is wrong. This shouldn't be the way it is. It's supposed to be this way. This is bad. This is really bad. Why doesn't God fix this? Doesn't he understand? We're not satisfied with what God's doing. We're not satisfied with his care for us. I'm not saying that we should be happy when sin happens. Of course, that's not what I mean. But when we are cast down and discouraged and defeated, we're acting as though God has abdicated his throne. He's been defeated. And instead, we should praise the Lord for what he does. Lord, I don't know what you're doing. I don't see how this is good, but I know that you are doing something, and I know that what you're doing is good, so I'm going to praise you, and I'm going to be satisfied with what you're doing. May God help us to be satisfied with his work. Wow, you know, God's doing a work in my heart, and it sure is uncomfortable. When will it end? I just hope. I wish I were in control. You know, that's dissatisfaction with God's work. Be satisfied by faith. And the E. The E stands for expressive. Expressive means serving to express, serving to utter, or to represent. Representing with force, showing and representing. That's kind of some repetitive words there. It means to display. They're so expressive. And what we're talking about is they have thoughts and feelings within them, and they are very transparent in displaying them. That can be a good thing, that can be a bad thing sometimes. But praise is expressive. If you stand here, this is my praising face. That's not very expressive. Let it out. Let it show. Psalm 33, verses 1 and 2. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Well, I'm not very good. Do it anyway. They're better. Do it anyway. Express it. Psalm 35, 18, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people so that others can hear. Well, I'm nervous. Do it anyway. Express it. Psalm 35, 28, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. You know, sometimes when I'm praising the Lord, I can't speak. I'm brought to tears. I'm moved, and I can't utter the words. And that's okay when we're that moved. But a lot of times I'm not that way. Sometimes we might feel like I'll be embarrassed if I talk, so I'll just praise the Lord in my heart. We certainly ought to praise him in our heart. But speak it. Talk it. Talk it. Talk about it. Express it, because others might just need to hear you say it. The Lord is glorified when we say it. Speak of it all the day long. Look at Psalm 40. A familiar and wonderful passage of Scripture. Psalm 40. Verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Interesting. The waiting patiently doesn't mean waiting silently. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me. He leaned over and listened to me. That's what inclined means. And heard my cry. You can and should cry out to God even while you're waiting patiently. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. No wonder David was crying out. Set my feet upon a rock and established my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. How is that possible, to see it and fear and trust in the Lord? Because it's being expressed. If you have victory in your life, don't keep that silent. You might not need to share all the gory details of the sin and whatever that God set you free from, but praise the Lord. Express it. It is an expression of praise to go to God with our needs. There's a saying that we have. We say, imitation is the highest form of flattery. And we can flatter somebody, we praise them, really, is what flattery is. It's a form of praise. It's kind of an insincere form of praise. And if somebody is imitating, I want to be like that. That's the highest form of flattery. That's what the saying means. Praise, going to God and crying out to him, going to him with our needs, is an expression of praise. Because we're saying, God, you're worthy of me telling you. You can do something about it. You have some power to help me here, and so I'm going to cry out to you because I think that you can help me. We can praise God even while we're crying out for help. And then when he acts, we can express our praise for others to hear. Let me tell you about what God did for me. I just want to lift him up. A new song. This is what I have. I'm singing it right now. It might not be a tune that I came up with, but it's a new verse. It's a new expression of praise because of what God just did for me. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Praise is good. It's good for us. It's good for others to hear. Psalm 44, 8. In God we boast all the day long. Well, you shouldn't boast. In God we should. And praise thy name forever. Psalm 47:6, sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. It's not just praise God, it's sing praises, express them. Psalm 51:15, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Open my lips, I want to speak it, I want to sing it. Psalm 57:9, I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. Whoever bothers to listen will know that I'm praising the Lord. Praise is purposeful. We should plan and choose to do it. Praise is reflective. Take time to remember the works of God in Scripture and in your life. That takes some thought. If your life is so hectic and noisy that you don't have time to reflect, your life is too hectic and noisy. Take some time to reflect. Praise is active. Don't wait to feel like praising God. Just do it. Praise is instant. Praise God at all times and at all seasons. Be ready always to praise God. When we are that way with prayer, it's a very good thing. How are you doing today? Well, not so good. I've had a rough day. Well, how about let's pray about that? Let's pray right now. Instant in prayer. That's a good way to live. Yeah, boy, I'm getting a test back from the doctor, and I'm not sure what'll happen. Let's pray about it right now. I'm about to go out and meet somebody, go knock doors. Let's pray about that. Let's just pray about it. What are we going to eat tonight? Oh, I don't know. Let's pray about it. It's okay. We should pray. Instant in prayer. Boy, you know, I'm doing well today. Amen. Let's praise God for that. Hey, you know, today actually went pretty well. Praise the Lord. Let's praise Him right now. How are you? Pretty good. Let me tell you about it. I want to praise God, what He showed me in my Bible reading. Whatever it is. Instant in prayer. Praise is satisfied. Don't praise God for doing things your way. Or I should say, don't only praise God when He happens to do things the way you would have wanted Him to. Praise Him for doing things the right way, His way. It's humbling to remember. My way is usually the wrong way. I'm so thankful God doesn't usually do things my way. If it happens to be my way, it's only because I see the way He wanted to do it. It's His way, the right way. Praise is satisfied. And praise is expressive. Boast in the Lord. Speak and sing your praise to Him. Let others know about the great God you serve. And it's not fake. You have lost people in your life that you know, and you ought to praise the Lord at all times. But don't just paste a smile on your face. Hey, praise the Lord. I'm so happy. You know, I'm like a robot every day. I just sound the same. Of course not. I'm not advocating that. It needs to come out of your heart, but that's where the choice comes in. I'm going to be this way. God commands me to be this way. And so, Lord, I need your help to be this way because it doesn't come natural to me. We wouldn't have to be commanded to praise God if it came naturally this way to us. But this is the goal. This is what we want to be like because it's what the Lord wants for us. Praise is not dependent on our emotions. Oftentimes, praise is in spite of our emotions, and it should be. We choose to praise. We choose to obey God through our praise. Let's turn to Psalm 117, and we'll be done. Psalm 117. Short psalm, two verses, Psalm 117. Verse 1 says, O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people. For His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. There's so much contained. All ye nations, all ye people. Of course, ye means speaking to a collective group, speaking of every single individual one. Every single nation, every single person, praise the Lord. Why? His merciful kindness. He is kind to us, and we don't deserve a single bit of it. We don't deserve any of it. His merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. When we praise this way, not dependent on our emotions, but according to truth, when we praise him this way, our spirits will rise as well. Our emotions will follow. Our emotions will be in better spirits, will be more encouraged, will be looking at the right things. God help us to be praising people. Praise the Lord. This is praise. Let's close in prayer. Lord, thank you for your goodness to us. We don't deserve your merciful kindness. We don't deserve your grace. But we enjoy it and receive it every single day. Your mercies, your compassions fail not. Your mercies are new every morning. Your blessings and the thing you daily loadeth us with benefits. Help us to praise you. These are familiar truths, and I think that we do try to praise you. We do intend to praise you. But I think we can always grow and praise you more. Help us to do it because it's commanded. Help us to do it because we desire it. Help us to do it because of the spiritual blessings, the spiritual benefits that will come when we do. On us and on those who hear us boast in the Lord our God. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's have a short